listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. That means it is time for us to check in with our friends at Lutheran Senior Services. In studio this morning, in the flesh, Jane Wilkie here in St. Louis. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy.
Thanks for coming to visit us from Minnesota and bringing some snow.
I know. I was so happy to do that. You know, they all say share and share alike. From very young, I was taught to share. So I thought it was only fair that coming back to St. Louis, I should share some winter weather with you.
Were there just clouds like hovering over your car that followed
yes,
you down?
Absolutely. Just like
snow
the
clouds.
little thing, cloud of dust that used to, what was his name?
Pigpen in Peanuts.
Little snow cloud just kind of followed me all the way down. And I understand there's more coming tonight. So while I'm still here, it's just hovering around me.
Hopefully not too much. Light snow, but hopefully not accumulating much.
I think I've heard less than an inch, so I think it'll be okay.
Let's hope.
But then I'm hearing rumors of snow on Sunday. I'll be gone by that time. So
you Minnesotans love your
snow. I know. You know, there is actually the funny part about it is, like, for example, last week we were on the northern fringe in the Twin Cities. And so they were saying, you know, we might get 2 to 4 inches, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then downgraded it to, you know, we're on the northern fringe of this. And so 1 to 2. 10 inches. 10 inches fell. So, but it is. It's lovely and it's pristine, and we are kind of a little bit more used to it than people here in St. Louis are. Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, so today I thought for Lutheran Senior Services, I love being in the studio. And one of the very fun things for me yesterday in driving down here, Andy, was that I had an opportunity to hear live on the radio the interview that you did in Faith and Family with Susan Hutchinson, our executive director for affordable housing, and Becky Joseph, one of the parish nurses that's involved in our telehealth kiosks, but actually what we just refer to as Project Wellness. Such an incredible story. Some things I did not know about the program, so it was great educational for me.
I learned a lot.
I did too. And of course, you know, that affordable housing aspect being that element of Lutheran Senior Services that touches the lives of low-income seniors. So many people just in the St. Louis area have only maybe heard of Laclede Groves and Merrimack Bluffs, and so they don't even realize that we have such an amazing array, 9 locations here in the St. Louis area, and then we have 2 in Lebanon, Missouri. And income qualified, so based on your income. I like the way Susan said it yesterday, that the rent is set according to your ability to pay. And then, of course, this project that we have that has the telehealth kiosks and the parish nurses serving them and opening that up to the community at large. That's something that we want to be able to do for Lutheran Senior Services so we can be of service to those older adults who don't live in our communities. Mm-hmm. And I thought what I would do today, Andy, in just a few minutes that we have together, is to share another part of our programs at Lutheran Senior Services that does the same thing. It's part of our wide branch of home and community-based services. And within that branch of home and community-based services, we have a department called Outreach Services. Now, within that department, see, amazing. It's amazing when I first started to work there, I had
structured
to learn
like
all
true Lutherans.
these different departments. But within that, my phone just sent me an alert. Within that department we have volunteer money management, we have good neighbor program, and then we have outreach social services. Within that outreach social services, that's an outreach to the community at large. And that's what has, out of that comes our Aging Answers referral line. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that our staff in the outreach social services does is that they specialize in geriatric care management. So what that means, I think, is that if you call in and you say to our Aging Answers and our elder care specialists, I'm not sure what to do. I know my mom or my dad, another aging loved one, my neighbor who doesn't have a family, I'm noticing some changes, and I'm not exactly sure if there's something to get concerned about or worried about. And if they are, I really don't know what to do. And so based on the ability to pay. So that is also one of those things, our volunteer money management, our Aging Answers, our geriatric care management, all of those are charged based on your ability to pay. So if you are a low-income senior living in the greater St. Louis area, in St. Louis City and St. Louis County, Jefferson County, then we would be able to come out. They would do an assessment over the phone to find out exactly what's happening, but they would come out and they would take a look at your situation, use a tool of assessment, and then make some recommendations. I think people assume that the recommendations would be, well, you need to come to Lutheran Senior Services, but that's not it at all. Outreach Social Services has links throughout, resources throughout the St. Louis area to try to help be of greatest benefit according to what would be the best solution to each individual need. So if there's someone listening today that that really does not know whether or not their loved one needs assistance and would like the help of a geriatric care management personnel, just calling our Aging Answers referral line, which is a free a complimentary referral line that we have. It is 314-446-2475. 314-446-2475. And our staff then can help, or maybe somebody's already in a program. Maybe there's somebody who already knows some of the challenges that a loved one is facing, and they would just like some extra set of ears to affirm or to make other recommendations. There's just any number of things that our elder care specialists can do.
Well, I think that phone number is named appropriately, the Aging Answers line.
Exactly. And when we first launched it, you know, I know we had a piece out that was kind of like A to Z. So we had a list, and I wish I had it in front of me, because what they did was they came up with different issues that matched every letter of the alphabet that these folks, if they don't know, they will find out, and they can get back to you. So they have answers from A to Z.
Literally.
So I do know that it's a surprise sometimes as people learn more about Lutheran Senior Services and learn about the vast array of options that we have available for people. And one of those also, I just wanted to remind the listening audience that if any of the folks listening are older adults who are members of our St. Louis Lutheran congregations, they may or may not realize that Lutheran Senior Services mails to all of our member churches. So the churches that are members of or our delegate churches for Lutheran Senior Services, one of the gifts that we gift them for ministering to their older adults is the devotion that is published by Creative Communications called Hopeful Living. And we've been doing this now for 5 years. So we actually purchase 9,000 of these devotionals, and we ship them to, of course, our own residents. So our senior living communities, Lickley Groves, Merrimack Bluffs, Breeze Park, Meridian Village, Richmond Terrace, they all receive the Hopeful Living devotions, but so do the congregations. They're usually sent to the attention of the pastor. And I do believe that as we've talked to some of the various pastors, they set them, you know, at some place in the back of the church that people can help themselves. And what's unique about the Creative Communications Hopeful Living is that there's not one author that writes them. These are written by Lutherans all over the country, and particularly those of us who are aging. So as we write these,
we are all aging.
So this could be picked up by anyone. But as authors, we are urged to write about or think about things that may be unique to the older aging adult. Some of the things we think about, some of the things we wonder about, some of them are very amusing. Some of them are much more deep. But those of us who are aging, we will submit devotions, and then they may or may not be put into the to the publication. So last week I was writing my own set of devotions that I wanted to submit. And so I was writing one that I wanted to share as the devotional thought. I was going to last week, but we ran out of time. So I'm going to quick get it in here. And basically, these are very short devotions. And I thought it was really very appropriate even for Lent, with yesterday being Ash Wednesday, right. Some of the things we think about. So here is my devotion. It is called Two Small Words. And I write, here are two small but very dangerous words. If only. These words are often said by us, and to say them means to be living with a focus on the past and holding on to regret because of what you have or haven't done. Compare that with these two but very powerful words, I forgive. These words are always said by God, and to embrace these words means living with a focus on the future because of what God has done for you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Don't look back with regret. Look up with hope. Lay each and every sin of yesterday, today, and tomorrow at the foot of the cross, holding fast to the peace that only forgiveness in Christ can bring. And closes with a prayer, release me, Lord, from the power that sin and regret have over me. Draw me closer to you in love, mercy, and grace. Amen.
Amen.
Because as we age, I do believe, especially when we spend time in contemplation, I think especially some of our older adults that are perhaps have had a great deal of loss already in their life, it's very easy to look back and just do the play the if only. But, you know, that's something Satan wants us to do so that we live with the sin and the regret and we don't realize God has forgiven us for those sins we have committed. He's done that through us. He's done that through Jesus on the cross. And sometimes it's a matter of forgiving ourselves and letting go of it because God already has.
Letting go, when you hear those words, your sins are forgiven, and there's no need to hold on to it anymore.
And embracing it. Yeah, absolutely embracing it and knowing and understanding, accepting it. Just it's a gift that's been given to us. And I think it is harder when you spend a lot of time by yourself. You can live in a lot of that regret. That's why even going back to that conversation you had yesterday with Susan and Becky, talking about when Susan was talking about that power of community, so that our residents that live in our affordable housing apartment buildings, they have, as she shared, they have, many of them have experienced loss. They might have already lost a spouse, or maybe if they had never been married, they've lost their brothers or sisters or siblings. They're on their own. They possibly can't manage the home that they've lived in for many years. So you spend all that time in isolation. The difference between that and having an opportunity. Now, you may still choose to stay in your apartment because you maybe don't want to socialize or feel a little bit of anxiety. But that opportunity to make those new friends and to feel in a comfortable, safe environment where you now have a new extended family is a very powerful antidote to living by yourself and living within that that regret. You can keep a little different perspective on life.
Sure. Living in isolation, it's very easy to focus on oneself. And when we focus on oneself, we tend to focus on sin. We tend to focus on the dark things, the sin or hurt, regret, as you were talking about earlier. When we live in community, even if we don't want to go out that door, when we live in an apartment, you know, we don't want to go out that door and there are neighbors right outside, there's still that opportunity to, that's so close and accessible to be in community. We're more likely to hear those words of grace, those words of forgiveness, those words of comfort.
Well, and even from the standpoint of our LSS communities, whether it's affordable housing or our senior living communities, we have full-time chaplains that minister to those older adults living there as well. So in those opportunities where there's Bible study happening, where there's a worship service happening, those words of grace and forgiveness can be spoken as well by the pastor that is ministering to their needs.
Yes. And, you know, it's been a while since we've had the chaplains on from LSS.
You know, we need to do that. I need to tap into a few of them and see who would love to chat with you on the radio. We have, oh my goodness, we certainly have very gifted pastors that are our chaplains. And so I'm thinking of them right now and I'm like, oh yeah. Okay. So I will put that on my list of things to do. That might be a wonderful thing to hear from them, what that, and part of even their own journey. They're all ordained pastors and what led them to choose this and mm-hmm. to see this call and to how is that different and what kind of needs?
Sure.
Because they minister not only to our older adults and our residents, but I know that they're often ministering to our staff as well and to the families of the older adults. They're mm-hmm. there to be that pastoral care
sure.
hand.
And I'm sure that many families are grateful for that support that they mm-hmm. have through the chaplains at LSS. Well, it was fun to have Becky and Susan here yesterday. I learned a lot, and I got to get out to visit one of the affordable housing communities and see the kiosk in action.
You should. And I know that we had chatted a little bit mm-hmm. before getting them on the air here of that possibility of doing a remote broadcast. One of those challenges is having Wi-Fi and having the room to do that. But if we can accommodate that or even get you out into one of our other communities. But yes, it would be wonderful for you to, I mean, there's one right up here, the mm-hmm. road, Rose Hill House in Kirkwood. Wouldn't take sure. a long time to get there at
yeah.
all. It would be great to actually see that in person.
Maybe check my blood pressure.
Maybe. I bet you they could do that.
And I'm sure it's fine. I'm yeah, a very calm person.
I'm sure I could attest to that. I'm sure that you'd live a stress-free, calm life. No anxiety there.
No. We don't live by the clock here.
No. One more thing, yes. Andy, that I did want to do is give the number. Going back to mm-hmm. those helpful living devotions, if you are listening, if you are a listener that is not within the St. Louis area that receives these shipped right to you, and you are interested in having your congregation receive mm-hmm. the Helpful Living Devotions, you can call 1-855-325-4673, 1-855-325-4673, or go on to Hopeful, H-O-P-E-F-U-L-L, devotions.com, and there are some bulk subscription rates that you can get. You can either get mm-hmm. single subscriptions or bulk subscriptions. They actually do have, they just came out also with one for the season of Lent.
Oh,
that's available
great.
Now as well.
Well, thanks, Jane.
You're welcome.
Always great to have you in studio. Safe travels this week.
I'll be calling in next week.
We'll talk to you on the phone.
Okay.
God's blessings. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. We'll head to Jackson, Missouri. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO.